So when we first met, we decided that we must work out a plan for Douglas, which we did. And one of the headings, of course, was the promenade. We felt that this was a Victorian gem, as Guy Wiltshire calls it, and that in many ways it needed preservation and improvement. Lighting, the horse trams, the look of the buildings. We reintroduced a scheme which the corporation used to run before the war. They used to prescribe what the colour of the houses should be. So we didn't do that, but we give them 50% of the cost, and I think we've already had 6 or 7 applications on the Loch Promenade and the palace. So that's one of the things we've been able to do. But generally speaking, we were making inquiries as to how much of the promenade should be regarded as for tourists, and whether the hoteliers and boarding house keepers should be allowed to convert their houses into flats. And we did make some inquiry into that, but I think we came to the conclusion that that was not really our function, and we were really concerned with the look of the promenade and the physical functions and assets, the bus shelters and things of that kind. And we have a plan for the promenade, which we're hoping the authorities who have the power to do these things will do them. And I think they are. The bus shelters are going to be altered. And the lighting, I understand, is going to be improved when funds are available.
And in your capacity involved with Douglas 2000, were you part of discussions regarding the whole question of demolition of hotels? Did you ever have any involvement with those?
No,
or hear what
no,
people said?
But what we did was, it was the ugly sites, and you'll have noticed how we've painted on the sides. Now, that's been done by Douglas 2000. Because Guy, who has experience of these things in London, where his former job was, now these sites, whilst they're awaiting development, and they're extremely ugly. So by painting designs on the black sides and also decorating the hoardings, you can improve matters. Well, Douglas 2000 has been doing that, and you've probably seen it on the promenade.
It's good to know that someone's taking an interest in the visual appearance of it.
Well, that is one of our chief concerns, yes.
I think that just about covers everything, Peter. Is there anything that I should have asked you about and forgot to, or any areas that we haven't covered?
No, I don't think so. Except to say that if you did want to look at details of prices and mortgages and so on, you could do it by conducting a search at the land registry, and they would tell you how to do that.
Can you? Oh, right. How? What would be my main starting point to go about that then? What would you advise?
Well, you would have to know the names of people. You would have to look at their names and see when they bought the house, and you will see the what's in the conveyance. And what's in the mortgage?
I've been there. Thank you very much. Peter, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much for reminiscing about your career with me today.